From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. California farmers and ranchers have till Monday to be counted by the USDA Census of Agriculture. As Capital Public Radio's Julia Mitrich reports, the data could impact funding for agricultural research and nutrition programs.
The USDA Census of Agriculture gathers data once every 5 years. Farmers and ranchers can submit the questionnaire by mail or online. The effort collects a wide range of data about who's growing what, how much, and where. The census tracks the age and gender of farmers and whether they're veterans. Michael DeMock is president of Roots of Change, a group that's backed efforts to boost access to local produce for low-income Californians. He says it's critical for smaller farmers, like those who sell at farmers markets, to be counted by the census because there's a ripple effect with federal funding.
And if certain sectors of the farming community, either ranchers, peri-urban small farmers, farmers that sell to consumers through farmers markets, if they don't show up on the census, those programs that support those farmers are not going to get funded.
Programs like Market Match that allow low-income shoppers to double their money when they buy produce at farmers markets. In Sacramento, I'm Julia Mitrich.
The California Senate has finally approved a bill to provide whistleblower protection to legislative staff after killing the effort in each of the last 4 years. It's a protection other state employees have had for years. The measure's author credits the Me Too movement for its passage this year. Republican Assemblywoman Melissa Melendez says she feels absolute relief to have cleared this hurdle for all the Capitol staffers who've been retaliated against for reporting wrongdoing.
I know what it feels like to have people not believe you or not want to hear about it or want you to just sort of be quiet and go away. So I think about every single one of them, and especially the ones who left, the ones who never said anything or didn't push it and just said, I'm done.
Thursday's vote comes as each house of the legislature prepares to release years of substantiated sexual harassment claims against lawmakers and high-level staffers. Melendez says she'll bring her bill up for final approval in the assembly on Monday. Find these stories and others at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.